President Mugabe's government, which is looking for funding from international finance institutions, is now admitting that the land reform that started in 2000, targeting almost 4,000 white commercial farmers, were wrong. Lands, Rural and Resettlement Minister Douglas Mombeshora is quoted by the Mail and the Guardian newspaper saying as a result, efforts are now being made by the state to compensate the white farmers. Mombeshora did not give specific details on how much money the government needs to fully compensate the disempowered white farmers. Zimbabwe is under pressure from the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank and similar institutions to implement recently agreed measures before it accepts fresh loans. The country stopped receiving such loans about 20 years ago due to various reasons, including the controversial land reforms. Despite the government's admission that the land reforms were not conducted properly, some beneficiaries commended President Mugabe for spearheading the land reforms. One of the beneficiaries is Clifford Kupeko of Mashonaland and West Province.
One of the factors of production is land. So land is very, very critical. And I'm glad to say, having elected Mugabe in 1980, riding on the promise that he is going to redistribute land to people, he has scored on that one. And the majority of people now own pieces of land. And I must say, everyone is happy about the land issue. We are not talking about production. Production becomes another issue.
Another landowner, Jeremiah Ngwerume of Mangura, says land defines one's freedom and doesn't regret the taking over a commercial farm which was once owned by a white person.
The relationship between Mugabe and the white community started getting sour when his government was now distributing the land to the black majority of this country. Because you remember, this land was in the hands of the few whites who were in this country. People were now voicing their concern about their need for that land. Because remember, it was the main reason why the armed struggle was waged. It was because of land. And land defines your freedom. People could not wait any longer for their land. They wanted their land there and there. So Mugabe was left with no choice but to give people back their land. And this land was being taken largely from the white people.
Former Mashonaland West ZANU-PF chairman Themba Moliswa, who was expelled from the party for allegedly teaming up with other senior officials to allegedly topple the president at an elective congress, praises Mr. Mugabe for embarking on the land reform.
To me, in him being the leader of something which people had gone to fight for, where people died in the struggle to have land, he did well in making sure that it happens. I've been empowered and I'll not lie, and to me, the farm is actually key in sustaining my thing welfare and that of the extended family. So on the land reform, Mugabe certainly, as a leader, did very well.
He claims that some attempts were made by the ruling party to take back the land from him when he was dumped by ZANU-PF. At least 300 white commercial farmers out of an estimated 3,500 remain on productive land in Zimbabwe, which contributed a lot to the country's gross domestic product before the farm seizures. Indications are that the invasions slashed the export income from crops and fueled political conflicts local and with Western nations that criticize Mr. Mugabe from forcibly taking over land owned by white commercial farmers. In terms of production on some of the farms which are lying idle, Kupeko says that he has to be left for the next generation.
The land has been distributed. Imagine people who are living in overcrowded places, very unproductive places, have been now moved and now own pieces of land and now own farms. And that has never happened in Africa, let alone in the world, that one can get pieces of land or farms for free. So this is a major milestone.
But Tinashe Karemba of Makonde, a member of the Movement for Democratic Change led by Changirai, says he refused to take over one of the farms on the basis of his political affiliation. He says the land reforms were needed but done wrongly by the ZANU-PF government.
I think land reform needs to be revised, and those people with many farms and big hectares should be cut so that we can accommodate other people. Because it's of no point to have someone with 300 hectares whilst the production is only at 10 hectares. It's so unfair to others.
The IMF and the World Bank are engaging Zimbabwe on releasing fresh loans for the Southern African nation, which needs it for revamping its ailing economy. Conditions for releasing the funds include the compensation of white commercial farmers and the payment of loan arrears of almost $2 billion. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.